Blessings, dear family, Mother Claire began. Here is a report from a heart dweller of what she believes was a winged serpent on her roof, which created a great wind as it took off. She had experienced this twice before in the past year or so. She began. It was Sunday morning, just after 7 a.m. I had just woke up. I kind of dismissed it the other time because I felt it was too over the top. But this time was different. There was a new element to the experience. It was very intense this time around, and I recognized it as pure evil. My house creaked. Pressure was against the front door. There was a strange wind that seemed to be coming from over my bedroom. Something on the roof was extremely heavy and making the strange wind. Then it took off, and I heard the sound of huge wings beating against the air as it flew away. You know the sounds that are made when a huge gust of wind hits a certain part of your home? You hear cracking and popping sounds, like it's going to cave in due to the pressure. I heard the same cracking sound from pressure against the front door as well. No sooner did this happen when I felt like the roof from above my bedroom lifted off. Listening carefully, I heard the sound of great wings flapping, causing tremendous air pressure against my house. I knew this was happening in the demonic realm. Let's just call it what it is and get that out of the way. It sounded like a creature from hell. Then one of our seasoned members told us that he had been having dreams of winged serpentine dragons flying in our skies. He began, "I had woken up in the middle of the night to change and feed my son. After I got him back to sleep, I went back to bed and fell asleep. I saw the sky, steel gray, flashing with lightning, with many creatures in the skies. Some looked like snakes, others looked like ships, mythical harpies, but in the center was a great dragon, eastern in appearance, like you see in the paintings. It was very far away, but still quite large. It was not moving. It was like a ship, shaped like a dragon. There were people all around my house, some asking about the Holy Spirit and about the anointing. All the while, this dragon was in the sky. I got the feeling it was hunting. While I looked upon it, I had no fear of it. I just knew it was evil. I woke up after that and rolled over in the bed and fell asleep again, and this time had an ordinary dream I did not remember. The next day I asked the Lord about it. I knew it was a demon alien dream, and I know He does not like that subject. But I hardly ever have dreams like that. So I was seeking Him for understanding. This is what He said. What you saw was not so much a spacecraft as it was a representation of movement in the spirit realm. These great serpents are indeed real and are one of the demonic entities that the deep state space programs are currently dealing with. By dealing, I understood it as human trafficking in exchange for technology. Jesus continued, so much perversion, but they are at work on the masses of people in this country. By this I perceived that they have more to do with the abuse and disappearances of people than most realize. I loathe this subject. These creatures have become so twisted from what I made them to be. And the most painful part is that the scientific community is rejecting me and has rather opted for dealing with them. So sure are they that the entities they have contacted are going to help them become more than human. But they are sadly being duped by Satan. Pray for them. Mother Claire, I do believe that the footsteps are literal, as in real creatures stomping around. My mom had dreams about these things flying through the air like dragons or winged apes. But the instant they touched the ground, they transformed into what looked like men. Lord, what about the winged dragons people are hearing? Please speak to us. Jesus began, "So much is coming to a head now. The glimpses people are having is nothing compared to the masses and masses of devilish creatures that have been prepared to roam the earth. When the entire plan is uncovered and brought to the light of day, people will drop dead on the spot. So great will the terrors be." Claire, dearest, all of these things are but whispers compared to what is real and soon to come. And that was the end of his message.